Now, the rest of the story. No man could have been more devoted to his own daughter than was Steve to baby Frances. For Steve was a bachelor, and Frances was the daughter of his best friend. When Frances was born, Steve was there sharing Daddy's anxious anticipation. When Frances was named, Steve smiled and said, "I think I'll call her Frank." When Frances needed a baby carriage, it was Steve who ran out and bought one. And thus were the childhood memories of little Frances Folsom filled with kindly, jovial Uncle Steve, a third parent of sorts who happily engulfed her with dolls and toys and exciting stories told as she sat perched on his knee. To acquaintances, this closeness made perfect sense. Steve's love for little Frances was grown from an even greater love of her father, Oscar Folsom. Steve and Oscar were law partners in Buffalo, New York, also fishing buddies and drinking buddies. They built a retreat for themselves on a small island in the upper Niagara, a cabin well stocked with food and beer where they could relax on weekends. They were certain that their friendship would last forever. And it did. But this is the rest of the story. July 21, 1875, little Frances had her 11th birthday. 2 days later, her daddy, Oscar, was riding in a buggy and in a freak accident was thrown from it and killed. He had left no will. Steve, grief-stricken, became administrator of the estate. In effect, he also became Frances's guardian. Making certain of the health and safety and superior education of his best friend's little girl was the least he could do. Frances grew into a young lady of whom her real father would have been very proud, but now the pride was all Steve's. When Frances entered Central High School in Buffalo, Steve was there encouraging her to be a good student. "My little schoolgirl," he would sometimes introduce her, and her dark eyes would flash in a self-conscious dimpled smile. When Frances was accepted at Wells College, Steve occasionally wrote advice to her and regularly brightened her room with fresh flowers. And the respect, the admiration, and the affection he felt for her was returned. Ever since Frances was small, Uncle Steve had been her hero, a wonderful, honest, highly principled man who slew modern-day dragons, who made the world a better place for his presence in it. Frances was 21, and Steve was 49, when on Wednesday, the second day of June in 1886, she came to his home and there became his bride, and thus made history. For theirs was a lifelong love, a lifelong love, one that had begun the very day Frances was born, a happily ever after that always was. And this one thing more, the wedding of Frances and Steve was one of the only two times that a United States president has been married during his term of office, and it was the only time that any president of the United States has ever been married in the White House. At first, Washington society must have wondered how Steve, President Stephen Grover Cleveland, had become involved with such a young woman. Well, now you know. For you know the rest of the story.